Welcome to Let's Pop the Cork, episode 5, a podcast that pops the cork on the current pop culture news, entertainment, music, and much more.
So pop the cork, pour yourself a glass of bubbly or a couple of shots. Sit back and enjoy.
Hey.
Sista. We're back for episode 5.
Yeah.
How are you feeling?
I'm excited. There's a lot that's been going on this week in terms of fashion with the Met Gala.
A lot of fun stuff.
I'm always excited for the Met Gala. I look forward to see what everybody's wearing. So what about you?
Same here. I like to critique everything. Like if I'm Anna Wintour.
Yeah.
And, you know, just give my opinion on the things that I like, the things I didn't. So...
Yeah, so I mean, I have my list of stuff I liked and didn't like, and we can talk about it. I mean, I also want to talk about Game of Thrones. I don't know, what do you want to talk about first?
I would say let's go ahead and start off with Game of Thrones.
Okay. Okay, where do I start with Game of Thrones?
Frustration.
Okay, I'm going to in the description below put what number minute we're going to end this Game of Thrones talk in case you haven't watched Game of Thrones season 8, episode 4, okay? And I'm just, a lot of people are upset at this, the last couple of episodes. They said the writing's been pretty bad, and some people were disappointed with, you know, the White Walker War only took one episode, which is fine. I was still fine with it. Remember I said how I didn't think there was enough deaths for Game of Thrones during that battle, but we said, okay, maybe the next battle against Cersei, that's when we'll see like all the deaths.
That something was going to pick up and we were going to see more.
Right. So I want to talk about all the things that I think are wrong with this last episode, okay?
Get started by all means.
So this is just going to be ranting for the next 20 minutes. No, just kidding. But let me know if you agree or disagree, or, you know, we could talk about it. So, number one, Ghost, the dog, Jon Snow's dog. He showed up for a little bit last episode during the battle. They showed him like before the battle was about to start, but they didn't show him fighting or anything. No. And I was like, okay, whatever. They cheaped out on the CGI. Mm-hmm. But then this last episode, he showed up and he was all beat up. His ear was all bitten off. He's all bloody. And so he showed up for like 2 seconds and they immediately wrote him off the show. And Jon Snow didn't even pet him goodbye. Nothing. He hugged Gilly. Okay. But poor Ghost.
Well, they did blame that on CGI as well.
Yeah, I know.
That it was kind of hard, you know, to have Jon Snow pet him.
He deserves some pets, okay?
Yeah, I mean, I agree with that. Why bring him back if you're not going to give it? I mean, the wolves were a big part
Huge.
Of the Starks.
Yeah, and they made it look like it was going to be this, you know, of course it was symbolism and stuff, but they made it look like it was going to have some kind of like a deeper meaning to them as the seasons progress. And it really... He's just like, all right, bye.
Yeah, like if he was just a dog.
Yeah.
Like a,
I know.
Like nobody.
But even like your own dog, you would at least be like, oh, bye, you know, hug, pets, take care of him. He was just like, oh, all right, bye. Like
whatever. Yeah, no, I agree with that part. And I did notice it, but that was not really one of my top.
Yeah. I'm starting with like the...
Oh, okay. Because I was like, whatever. Okay, I can get over that one.
I was so upset. Okay, I felt bad for the dog. Number two, the episode cut away right when John was about to tell his sisters his true identity, which we have been waiting for years. And if you've been reading the books, I didn't read the books, I want to, but the people that have been reading the books, the books started being written in 1996. Mm-hmm. People that started reading the books, they've been waiting decades for this moment. And as soon as he's about to tell them who he is, they just cut away.
Yeah, that part was also kind of, underwhelming.
It was super underwhelming. And speaking of underwhelming, the writing is underwhelming. So, okay, I know Jon and Daenerys are related, so that's why they can't rule together, supposedly. Mm-hmm. Like, that was what I was thinking, like, oh, okay, gross, that's his tía or whatever. But they even mentioned in the episode that it's not really a big deal if they're royalty, they intermarry within their family members to keep that lineage going. Mm-hmm. So I feel like the writers haven't really given a really good explanation as to why Jon Snow and Daenerys can't unite the North and the South and rule together. It's gross to us, duh, because they're related. But in that world or whatever, like for the Targaryens, it's not a weird thing.
Yeah.
So no, I agree. Yeah. So they haven't given a really good explanation about that. They also haven't given a really good explanation about why Sansa and Arya hate her. And I mean, she put all her people on the line, like her own people that she cares about. Yeah. Like the Dothraki and the Unsullied.
I mean, the only reason that they've pretty much given is that the Northern Kingdom, that they don't really trust.
That, Southern. That Targaryen. Yeah, the Targaryen.
The Starks, them. That they don't trust anybody that quick.
Oh, that the Starks don't trust anybody correct. That quick. But I feel like Daenerys... But
that's pretty much the only reason. Yeah. And it's like, okay, like you said... She proved herself.
Yeah.
If not at first when she arrived.
She didn't have to be there.
No.
Yeah.
She proved herself after that battle.
Right. And she...
If anything.
Yeah. And she put all her people who she loved and everything in the front line. The Dothraki. The Unsullied.
And she's not pushing them to bend the knee or get burnt.
Right. Which was... Yeah. I know what you're saying. So that's another one, okay? So why don't they like her or trust her? Yeah, it takes, like you said, longer for them to trust somebody, but I feel like she has proven herself.
Yeah. Okay. And it has been... Okay, this was episode 4. There's mm-hmm. only 2 more episodes.
Exactly. Yes.
Like, you know, to me... Episode 1 and 2 were, like I've said before, it was not enough action. Mm-hmm. Yeah, there was things happening, but nothing. I mean, it was too slow.
Yeah.
And you know, okay, then the 3rd episode came and we were like all loving that. And then I thought it was going to pick up after the 3rd.
Yeah.
Here comes the 4th episode and all this shit that we're just talking about is still happening. And we're like.
Right. And I stand by episode 1 and 2 still. I think they needed the setup. I think they needed to get everything, you know, before they ended things. But I just feel like especially this last episode was really underwhelming. Like you said, you thought it was going to pick right up again and it didn't.
And you know, my worry is I don't want to get to the last episode and have everything be rushed into one episode.
Mm-hmm.
You know?
Oh, yeah. Like especially after watching... all these years.
Even if you make it into 1.5 hours.
Yeah.
That's still 1.5 hours that's going to be too packed. And,
right.
You know, you want to tell everything in one episode when you had a whole season.
Yep.
You know? So what else?
Okay. Next one. Our girl Brienne finally got Jaime. Okay. Mm. I was happy for her. It didn't need to happen. Honestly, in my opinion, when she got knighted... That's where her arc should have ended. I think that was a beautiful moment. And I don't think they needed to make a romance happen between them. Okay, it happened. It's nice. But then it only ends up breaking our hearts when he leaves.
When he leaves
for
her.
Cersei.
Yeah.
And who knows? The only thing...
And he was kind of a jerk about it.
He was a jerk about it. He was going to sneak away.
No, and then he said something like, you know where my heart is. Yeah. Or
he said, I killed people for Cersei. I did this and that. He's just pointing out all the crazy shit he's done for Cersei and pretty much implying that he's going to continue to do stuff
just
for
saying
her.
Saying the true story about men. They will get what they want and leave you.
He hit it and quit it.
Uh-huh.
But, you know...
Brienne the Stallion.
The only thing redeeming about that I will say is that I'm kind of hoping he left to kill Cersei.
That is a...
Because he left it a little vague.
Yeah, he did.
Yeah.
So hopefully... But yeah, that was kind of fucked up. Yeah. I agree.
Were you happy when you saw that they were together? What were your thoughts?
Well, to me, I just wish they would have... Because she's such a badass. And, you know, she's always showed that she doesn't really have... she's not a typical... She's like a warrior, a fighter. Like, you know, she's not one of those lovey-dovey persons.
Yeah.
So I wish she would have broke his heart. Like, I wish she would have said, like, okay, go back. Right. Go back to your, you know...
Yeah,
your
bye.
Whores or whatever.
Yeah.
Something like that would have made me happier.
But I mean, agree.
I feel happy that they Because I could tell she wanted it.
I know.
You know, she had been pursuing it.
But I feel so bad for her.
Yeah.
It was horrible. But anyway.
I agree.
Another one that I didn't like. Another Dragon Dead. But this time it was at the hands of a freaking wannabe Jack Sparrow Euron. And I just feel like it was kind of dumb. And they could have written this better. But I feel like Daenerys should have been able to see it from her vantage point, because she was hundreds and hundreds of feet in the air. Mm-hmm. Also, the place where it happened was Dragonstone, I think it's called, which mm-hmm. is like it's really close to where they're going. And they know Euron has a fleet of ships.
Sorry, I'm trying to remember all this because Sunday I was kind of drinking too.
No wonder you look like.
So my head's kind of spinning. I'm like, wait, let me think about this one. I needed to. This episode is too slow. I was like, I need a shot. I need some champagne.
Yeah.
But I'm thinking about it while you talk.
So I'll refresh your memory. So when they're going over to fight Cersei, they're flying, the dragons are flying, and then you see the ships and everybody's mm-hmm. going. Yes. And then all of a sudden, an arrow goes through the dragon's.
A weak-ass arrow.
A weak-ass arrow.
Like, that killed the dragon.
Yeah, I know. It had survived the zombies or whatever.
Yeah.
Climbing all over it and biting him stabbing him.
It took the Night King to kill that first one.
I know. And it's fucking Euron.
The fuck, yeah.
Oh, God. That pissed me off. Like I said, I feel like Daenerys should have been able to see that. I feel like they should have saw that coming, that he was going to ambush them.
It should have been more.
Yeah. It should have been better writing. Again, better writing.
More elaborate, like how it died. Yes.
Yeah. Okay. And then the other thing that really, really made me mad, and it made a lot of people mad, it was kind of funny, but then it also pissed me off. They had 2 years to make this season, yet they left a Starbucks cup in one of the scenes. What the fuck? Like, how much more can you take away the magic, you know?
Yeah. But you know what what people are thinking about the Starbucks cup is, they believe that it was a paid advertisement.
That makes it worse.
It does make it worse.
To me, it makes it worse.
Because you're fucking up your franchise.
Yeah.
So, but that's what they're saying. That was a paid advert. Like, it was purposely done, pretty much.
And I don't see how it wasn't purposely done. These people are paid to be paying attention to the most minor details.
Mm-hmm.
And you're going to forget a Starbucks cup?
Yeah. Like, right in front.
In front of Daenerys?
Yeah. No, yeah, that's true. So, it does seem like it's purposely.
Yeah.
To be honest.
Yeah, I'll move on to a couple things that I wanted to point out. Those are the things I really did not like about the episode. What I did like is Natalie Emmanuel, who plays Missandei, she tweeted after the same thing she said on the show, which was Dracarys. Dracarys, it's the command that Dany uses to have the dragons shoot fire, right?
Yes.
And so she met Missandei when she was an interpreter to a slave trader. And she helped free Missandei, and she said Dracarys, and the dragon burned the slave trader, which was one of my favorite scenes. And I think for a lot of people, it was like a really cool scene, right? So she tweeted Dracarys because she said that was her last word before she got killed. Cersei told her to say her last words, and it was Dracarys. So a lot of people were like, oh, like, it has a lot of significance because that's the word that Dany said when they first met, when she freed her or whatever. So, like, this has like a deeper meaning. But she tweeted Dracarys, and then right after she tweeted, AKA, burn that bitch.
That's how I interpreted that.
Me too.
Like, burn all these people down, you know, that are doing this to me.
Yeah. And especially Cersei.
Yeah, of course.
That bitch,
you know. She's the main bitch.
She's the main bitch.
She's the HBIC.
And I think that hopefully wakes up something in Dany to bring back that leader that she was during those times where she owned all those people that were horrible.
She was ruthless. Slave.
Yeah, she was ruthless. And I hope that brings that back.
I hope so too.
And I hope she does away with Cersei now. I still think it's going to be Jaime.
You still think
What do you think?
I don't know. There's this theory that, because I don't know if you noticed at the end of this episode when Tyrion was talking to Cersei and telling her, you know, give up, you don't have to die. Your kids don't have to die.
Did you see the memes about that scene when Euron's behind her and Tyrion says that, you know, like your baby doesn't need to die, and Euron gives her a look because it's like, how does he know she's pregnant if he just found out?
Exactly. but that's what they're saying, that supposedly Tyrion is saying this.
Euron.
So he can kind of put two and two together. And exactly,
and he did give her a look where he's starting to realize it.
How does he know this baby's probably not mine? And they're saying that he might be the one that turns around and kills Cersei.
I wouldn't want him to be it.
No, he needs to die.
He does. He annoys me. But I hope he turns against her. But I really want Daenerys to kill her now.
You think so?
I hope so.
Not Arya?
No, not Arya. She already killed the Night King. She can have the Night King.
But how do you think Dany, like, how would you want her to kill her? Because I don't want her to get on this dragon.
And say Dracarys?
No.
No?
No.
I don't know. I feel like that's the only way.
No.
She's not a fighter. You saw her try to fight with Jorah.
Cersei isn't either. I feel like,
but that bitch looks ruthless, man. I feel like she'll put up a crazy fight.
No, I feel like they should have this little, like, I don't know, something.
Yeah.
Like,
well, they better make it interesting how Cersei dies. I'll tell you that.
Oh, they better. Yeah. They better not just be like I'm saying, this dragon burning her or somebody stabbing her.
Yeah.
Like, no, it better be like huge.
Yeah. And I also, another thing that I did like is that I didn't expect any of these things to happen. So at least it's been surprising so far. It's not surprising in a great way, but it's at least a surprise. It hasn't been exactly predictable.
Yeah, no. It was kind of cool how they cut her head off, Miss Sunday.
Cool.
I thought that was cool. I was like, oh shit.
We thought she was going to jump off.
I thought they were going to push her off.
Oh, I thought she was going to get kicked too.
Yeah.
But then my brother thought she might jump off.
Yeah.
And I was like, that'd be kind of cool. Like, no, fuck you. You're not going to kill me. I'm going to do this myself. Yeah,
that would have been cool too. But the way like they just like
cut her head off.
They beheaded her.
Yeah, that was crazy.
Damn. That's savage.
And I'm also excited or hopeful that they will bring more dragons, because they've said it from the beginning that, yeah, they thought dragons were extinct, but they knew preserved or like dragon eggs existed.
Dragon eggs, yeah.
How do you say that? When they're like fossils or something.
Fossilized.
They turn into rocks. So they think that they say that they're still out there, especially in the books. They make a lot of mention, or they make specific mention to it. So I'm hoping this is going somewhere and there's going to be more dragons somewhere.
Were all her dragons, were they all boys? Male?
I don't know. That's a good question.
I don't remember what season it was, but for a period of time they left.
Oh.
What if they made
could
it?
Could be.
made more eggs.
Yeah. It could be. They did leave for a while. Yeah. You're right.
She was worried about them. Yeah. Like, oh, where did they go? And they were like, don't worry, they'll come back.
Oh, yeah.
When she still didn't have control.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
So who knows? Maybe
that'd be really cool and unexpected. Oh,
that one that's left comes back with like
all his babies.
Some more, yeah.
That'd be cool. But any last thoughts on Game of Thrones? Anything you're hoping for?
No, I'm hoping for action. Obviously, like, I just want this to have action and to be, you know, action packed. But I liked the fashions that they've been serving
in
Game of Thrones.
Cersei's outfits, like we said, those are probably my favorite. I actually really like Daenerys's like coat dress.
Yes.
That was pretty cool.
So that stuff's kind of cool, but you know, I mean, that's just like the frosting on the top.
Yeah.
I want action.
Yeah,
action now.
And speaking of fashion,
yes.
Met Gala.
So
we can move into like by Game of Thrones. I don't want to think about you anymore. I'm so mad. But
this coming next Sunday. But moving into the Met Gala that just happened a couple of days ago. And the theme was
fashion.
Camp.
Notes on fashion.
It was camp notes on fashion.
It was right? Fashion notes on camp.
Fashion notes on camp.
Yeah. And I actually kind of knew what camp was, but I wasn't completely sure. So I did look it up. And it was a title of an essay that Susan Sontag wrote in 1964. And it's an aesthetic that is all about exaggeration, theatrics, and playful self-expression. It's rooted in gay culture, particularly the queer Black community. So think like RuPaul. It has been used to assert the gay culture identity. And a show that we've watched that has to do with that is the FX show Pose.
Mm-hmm.
By Ryan Murphy, which was the rise of the ball culture, quote unquote, or drag ball culture.
Yes.
For the Black and Latino community in New York in the 80s, which was a really cool show. And it was like a competition where people walk for trophies, or they Vogue, or they dress like something totally different, you know, anything they want.
They had categories, yes. You know, category is. And another really good documentary on this is Paris is Burning.
Yes.
It's
on Netflix, right?
I saw it, but I'm not sure if it's still on there, but I'm sure you can find it somewhere. But yeah, Paris is Burning is an actual documentary showing these drag queens doing this at the balls and all this stuff. So it's kind of coming back, all this culture.
Yeah. And it's kind of cool because they use the, you know, the outfit and the walks to emulate like any gender, to emulate social classes, just kind of escape reality. And so the Met Gala, when they said that this was the theme, a lot of people were really excited because they were like, this is going to be crazy. It's going to be insane. Do you think it lived up to it?
I think some people lived up to it.
Mm-hmm.
A lot of people disappointed.
Yep.
A lot of people didn't know. I don't think they executed everything well, especially a lot of men.
Okay. Let's get into it.
I felt like they could have pushed a little more, you know.
Okay.
And they didn't. For example, Billy Porter.
Mm-hmm.
You know, he was one of the people that a lot of people said was good. What did you think about him?
I actually, what I liked, and I separated the categories of that I liked, because there was looks I liked, but I feel like camp is not just about the look, it's also about the performance.
Mm-hmm.
So like the walks, like we were talking about, or voguing, like it's a performance, it's not just you looking a certain way, it's you acting it out and like living this, right? So for performance-driven entrances, I actually really liked Billy Porter's because he got carried in like a goddess on like a Egyptian throne by all these shirtless men. And he really made like an entrance.
He did.
Yeah.
The only thing with that is I read somewhere, and I can't remember where, but I read that a thing that said, if you're trying too hard, that's not really camp. It's kind of like effortless.
Mm-hmm.
So I did feel like he tried a little bit. Like, I think he could have made it more effortless, but I felt like he was trying a little
bit.
But
he was carried in. I mean, how much?
Yeah, no, but you know, like that part was fine. But yeah. Like when he got went up the stairs and then like did the whole wings. And I was just like, okay, like it could have been more graceful.
Okay.
And then I just felt like he was just flapping his wings and was like, no, like you're trying too hard. Like just chill, live in the moment, like let people admire, because it was nice. His outfit, his costume. Yeah.
Well, I'll disagree with that just because I think it's like the one time where you have to really stand out.
Yes.
Yeah. In my opinion, you know.
But in the same way to the Lady Gaga.
Yes. She's also my other performance-driven entrance.
She kind of did the same thing.
Yeah.
She pretty much very extra changed to like, what, 4 times? Well, undressed.
Her entrance took like 16 minutes.
Yes.
Because she walked in with huge bright pink dress.
Mm-hmm.
And then she took it off, and underneath she was wearing a black dress.
Mm-hmm.
And then she took that off. And she was wearing, am I missing a step here?
No,
I feel like she was wearing 2 dresses under the pink dress.
Yes, she was. She was wearing the black one. And then after that, she was wearing, I think she took the things on the side.
Oh, she was wearing a plain black dress.
Exactly.
And then a pink dress under that. And then she took that off. And then she was like in a really pretty like bra, and like her tights were all shimmery and stuff. Mm-hmm.
And then she just carried that House of Gaga
little
train or whatever it's called.
Yeah.
Wagon.
Yeah, her wagon. Yeah.
Yeah, with hers, okay, I get it how she, you know, did all this performance and she was one of the hosts of the Met Gala. Yeah, she was. But I think she could have done more. I honestly think I didn't hate it. I liked her outfits. I liked what she did, but I feel like this is what Gaga does.
Yeah, yeah.
She could have done more.
What would you have liked to see her do? Because I thought it was pretty cool. I thought her accessories were pretty cool, where she had that old looking block phone and she had her lipstick in it. Yeah. She pretended to put the lipstick on. They were spraying her down.
Yeah, no, it was cool. It was nice. It was just I wanted a little more from her because it's Gaga. And I think that's why, because she set the bar so high for herself. I think that's why I feel that way.
Yeah.
I think that's the only reason. Not saying that her, you know, outfit was bad, or I think I just wanted more. I wasn't like wowed.
Yeah.
That's what I'm saying. And I wanted to by her. You know, I was really excited to see what she was doing. A little side note, they say that she was wearing her engagement rings from the past
as accessories. No, I didn't see that.
Yes. And she was wearing them as accessories. I was living for that part. That's hilarious.
Oh my God. But, well, let's get into looks that we liked and kind of just why we liked them. Do you want to start with the looks you liked?
Yes. So one of my favorite looks, and it was kind of unexpected because it was her first time being there, was Dua Lipa.
Okay.
You know, she was just, her hair, the print, it was just amazing. And for her to be a first timer, I really, really loved her look. Like everything from the makeup to the hair to the dress to like the shoes, everything just fit. And it was Donatella is the person that helped her. It was Versace. So I think she killed it. My other favorite was Ciara.
Yeah, I liked hers too.
Also the hair, the color, the emerald green.
The hair was insane. Like it was like a huge big wig. And they showed her hairstylist preparing it. It's like huge, but it looks so great, like on the carpet.
Yes. Like it just looked so, like her body looked amazing. Mm-hmm. So I was like, you know, I was living for that. The pictures too, like on those stairs, I'm living. I'm like, yes. Another one of my favorites was Gigi Hadid.
Mm-hmm.
I think she was my favorite.
Oh, wow.
I think she was my favorite because it was just from head to toe, she was just in that outfit. It was like not a part of her that was not dressed.
Right, right. She was like in the same print all over.
Yes. And it was all like kind of shimmery. Like, I don't know. It just looked really, really nice. I think like her eyelashes, just everything, how she did it. I really, really liked how she looked.
Okay.
So I think that was, it's not my favorite, one of my favorites.
Yeah. It reminds me a little bit of the Elton John. He has an outfit that kind of looks like that. Yeah.
Yeah. Now that you say it, I'm like, yeah, I could see that.
Yeah. Well, some of my favorites that I listed was Serena Williams in her Versace gown. And she wore Nike Off-White sneakers, which I thought it was pretty cool how she stuck to how she really is. Mm-hmm. But the dress looks gorgeous and she just looks so classy in it. I loved her dress. I also like Cardi B's. I know everybody was like, she kind of looks like a villain, like a Disney villain. But I thought it was really cool, really avant-garde. It was just like a huge dress.
That tail was
crazy. She needed a bunch of people to carry that. Yeah. I also like Katy Perry's just because it was so out there. It was a Moschino chandelier dress. It was funny. A lot of people made memes about it, but I thought it was cool because I thought, you know, it's like the Met Gala. I feel like you should go all out and be the opposite of what you're expected to be.
Okay.
Oh, sorry. Go ahead.
I have one more. Yeah. Go for it. Yeah. And then I'll say my thoughts.
So I have one more, and this one might be controversial because it was on some people's worst dress list, and I understand why, but I liked it and I liked the history behind it. So I liked Kim K's wet look.
Oh, Kim K.
Yeah. She wore a designer called Terry Mugler, who actually came out of retirement to make this latex dress. He had been in retirement for 20 years. He came out to make this dress, and she's covered in crystals that kind of look like water droplets. Her dress looks like it's wet against her body, which I think looks really cool. And I think it looks amazing, but people didn't like it because it's another bodycon dress. Like, we're over it. We're kind of bored of her doing the same bodycon dress over and over and over. I just thought it was a cool execution of the outfit. And I like that this designer came out of retirement and worked on this dress for 8 months for her. And her waist looked crazily snatched. It just looked like a work of art, honestly, to me, in my opinion.
No, I agree with Kim. She looked crazy. Like, that waist.
Yeah.
You know, she was wearing a corset. Everybody was giving her shit about that because they were like, oh, you know, she was wearing a corset. This is what it is. You're supposed to, you know, try your hardest.
Yeah.
You know, to look a certain way and fit into.
Yeah. Everybody knows that's not normal. Like, you're exactly not going to look like that day to day.
You know, the only thing with Kim's is I didn't think it was very camp. I don't think it fit.
I agree.
You know?
Yeah.
She looked amazing. Her makeup.
She did not fit the theme at all.
Yeah. And another thing is, you know what it kept reminding me of? I didn't know. Like, at first in my head, I was like, who wore this dress? Beyonce has worn a dress like that. Mine is the jewels. But remember that latex fitting that Beyonce, kind of the same color too?
That's true.
That's what it kept reminding me of. So that's why to me, Kim was kind of like...
And Kim has worn a lot of outfits that are similar to that, honestly.
Yeah.
Yeah, very similar to that.
So to me, she was like, whatever.
Yeah.
Totally hated Katy Perry. I hated her cheeseburger, hamburger, whatever that shit was. Okay, like at first I saw the lamp.
Yeah, chandelier.
Or whatever that shit was. And I was like, okay, whatever.
She looked like Lumiere a little bit.
She did. Yeah.
No, and from Beauty and the Beast.
I was like, okay, I can let that go.
Yeah, and it was lit up. It was like really lit up. Yeah.
But I felt like she was going to change into another outfit. And then she changes into the hamburger one.
Oh, are you talking about the after party outfits?
Yes.
Oh, yeah. Like, I agree.
You know,
yeah.
she could have done two different ones. One that looked good and one that was like...
Something like crazy, like the chandelier. And then something that looked good is what you're saying. Yep, I agree.
So, and by the way, they're saying that her chandelier look, that she stole it from another drag queen. Because there's pictures of another drag queen with the exact same... outfit.
Did she steal the cheeseburger one? Oh, from who?
I don't know about the cheeseburger one.
From what was that show? That cartoon? Bob's Burgers.
Oh, Bob's Burgers. And then my only thing with Cardi's is she did look amazing. And then once you were up close, you could kind of see the details.
Yeah.
But you couldn't really, because I kept thinking about this all throughout the days. I was like, why don't I like it? You know, why? What is it? And I feel that it is that what it is we can't really appreciate all the details because everything was the same color. So it didn't translate on TV, maybe to what people were seeing on the red carpet.
Got it. Yeah.
And, you know, because to me, I was like, okay, I see the aesthetic. Mm-hmm. I see what it is, but it just didn't. And I think it's those details that we couldn't probably, you know, distinguish.
Yeah.
So I think that's why I kind of didn't like it as much.
Mm-hmm.
You know?
Gotcha. Well, let's get into the looks that we absolutely hated. I mean, you talked a bit about, I think you already mentioned them. But the ones I really, really hated are the really boring ones because this is the time of the year that you can go all out, crazy, insane, whatever you want to do, whatever you can dream of. Gwyneth Paltrow looks like she's wearing a nightgown.
Yes.
It's a yellow nightgown. Carly Claus is wearing like a freaking like tube top dress that anybody would wear to a wedding. It's hella boring. Shawn Mendes, hella boring black suit. Harry Styles and Taron Egerton, who's going to play Elton John. Like, I expected so much from them because Harry Styles has dressed up like Elton John for Halloween and it looked amazing. And Taron Egerton's going to play Elton John. So I expect it
you
looks...
should have learned something.
Yeah, I thought he was going to learn something from, you know, from Elton John, and no. And the two looks that I absolutely hated the worst besides those, like my top two are Frank Ocean.
Looking like a security guard.
He looked like a security guard. And Kanye looked like a USPS worker. Like, they were the worst ones.
Well, with Kanye, he probably didn't want to take shine from Kim.
But still, I mean...
Because they were saying that this is Kim's, like, favorite thing, that she talks about it all year.
But he's a fashion designer. Shouldn't you showcase your designs?
Mm-hmm. I would have, like, designed something if I was a designer.
Yes.
Yes.
Yeah, and put yourself out there. Like, this is what I can do, you know?
You know who else kind of disappointed was Gisele Bündchen?
I don't know
how to say her
name.
No,
you said it right.
I mean, she looked pretty, but same thing, like you said, it was just kind of like blah. She's just wearing this, I mean, kind of like rose ruffle, like this little, I mean, something you can wear
to a wedding.
Yeah, to a wedding.
As a guest.
Yeah, to honestly. Anything. So to me, that was kind of like pretty ugly. I didn't really like Kendall and Kylie's either.
I didn't either.
They reminded me of Dumb and Dumber.
They reminded me of the evil stepsisters of Cinderella. Like, they're just like...
That too. You know? Kris Jenner too.
Oh,
her
yeah.
outfit was awful. Like, I get where she was kind of trying to go, but no.
It just looks poorly made. Like, yeah. It doesn't even look like it fits her well.
Her makeup was not good either.
No. Her wig.
The wig. Again, Katy Perry. She needs to go back.
Are you talking about the hamburger suit or the chandelier or both?
Both. I could do without both.
Okay, I disagree on the chandelier.
But if I were to pick, I'd pick the chandelier. Hailey Baldwin also was another
so
one.
Oh, so boring.
Like, okay, people just show up with a regular dress.
Yeah.
Like, okay, like nothing, you know, crazy from it. I forgot to mention one look that I really, really, really loved.
Mm-hmm.
Ezra Miller. That was crazy to me. He, like, his makeup, his
outfit.
Oh,
yes. I know. That's truly camp.
Yes.
Yes. To me, embodied camp.
That was my favorite male.
Yeah.
Like, I was like, wow, like. He went there. He did it. He execution.
The makeup is insane.
Just
we'll have everything. To post that one because I thought that one was really cool too. Mm-hmm.
I like Nikki's, even though it was like kind of like.
It looks like a quince dress.
Yeah, like that train was. Like that train was for the gods, but but yeah, it was. She could have done better too. You know, I didn't hate it.
You know
I
who I
it.
Wish was there? I was sad to not see there.
Who?
Rihanna.
Same, but she was playing with her makeup.
I know.
Fenty Beauty.
But her look, the look she served in the past have been amazing. I was looking forward to her stuff. I see it.
You know who else I wish was there and would have fit in perfectly into this theme? And I don't think she's ever been to one, and I don't know why. It's Mariah Carey.
Mm.
I've never seen her, or I don't remember seeing her at a Met Gala.
Do you think she would do it all? Up though, because she is one of those people that kind of has her looks that she kind of sticks to.
True.
I don't know. I don't think she would have gone all out, in all honesty.
Or do you think there's some side tea that we don't know?
Like
what if she doesn't get along with Anna?
Oh, could be.
You know, because Anna,
she's the one that decides who goes to these things. We're talking about Anna Wintour, editor of Vogue.
Exactly.
They based that movie on her, Devil Wears Prada. Yeah.
Yeah. So, you know, it doesn't really matter who you are. If Anna does not want, because she, even if you buy the ticket.
Oh, yeah.
It doesn't matter. She has to approve the guest list.
Yep.
Speaking on that. So pretty much most of the Kardashians got invited.
Yeah.
Except for Khloe.
Khloe, I know.
They were saying that she's too C-list to, to be invited.
Wait, but Kourtney was there?
No, Kourtney decided to stay home, but she was invited.
What?
Yeah. So she kind of stayed back too.
So I thought, for some reason, I thought Khloe was more popular than Kourtney. And then on top of that, Khloe has like a brand of clothes.
Khloe?
Yeah. She has a something American jeans. So she has some jeans
Yeah. Is it doing well?
I have no idea.
Well, I'm asking.
I never try to buy them, but
because maybe it's not
true. Oh, wow. So do you, for sure, we know she didn't get invited, or do you think she might have and she just didn't want to go with the drama?
Well, everything that I read said that she was not really invited.
Drama.
So that's why she wasn't there. What did you think of J-Lo?
I feel like she's done that before.
Yeah,
that's I've what seen I'm it before. I'm like, I know I've seen it. Probably not the exact same outfit, but elements of that outfit I have seen. So that's she looked great, of course, but like, seen it. Old.
She's done cleavage. She's done backless. The, mm-hmm. So all of that.
She's
seen.
Done the head thingy with the.
You know
yeah.
what I would have loved to have seen J-Lo in, or anybody that could have pulled it off. Just a suit, kind of like Britney wore with the jewels. Remember mm-hmm. for that performance.
Oh, yes.
Like a bodysuit uh-huh. like that, but with bigger diamonds, bigger crystals. Mm. Just like very extravagant, mm-hmm. like, you know, something like that, that mm-hmm. looked like they were just wearing the diamonds on their body. Like no really, yeah. no clothes. And then just maybe like this big old hair.
Headpiece or like hair.
A mane, like a lion's mane. Mm-hmm. With some...
Ooh, sister, they should have invited you.
Anna Wintour, if you're listening.
Hit us up.
Well, they invited that YouTube...
James Charles.
Yes, which he...
He did not dress well. I was going to put him... I love James Charles, okay? You? Yeah, I do. And I was going to put him on my list of worst dress, but I was like, he's not like... You know what I mean? Like, I didn't know if any... You know, a lot of people know who he is unless you watch YouTube. Yeah. But he has a makeup brand. He's big. But his outfit, it kind of reminded me like something you'd wear to Coachella.
That's what they kept saying. Like, yeah. It's not Coachella. And then they were saying, you're just like a slave from Game of Thrones.
And his outfits for Coachella, like, they were even crazier.
He put a bandana on his neck.
I know. Like, but even his outfits for Coachella are crazier than what he wore really? To the Met Gala. Yeah, like, he wears assless chaps a lot. To Coachella, like, which is like, okay, people are over the assless chaps because he wears them all the time, but at least that would have been crazier than
been crazier, yeah.
what he wore.
Well, I really don't know like a lot about him. Mm-hmm. I know who he is from, you know, seeing him and wherever, and I've seen like him doing makeup and stuff, but I don't know much about him. But you know, I was like, okay, like he got invited, cool, but then he shows up, looks a mess, and then what he said after, I don't know if you know,
no.
he got a lot of backlash because... He pretty much was saying that influencer representation mattered at the Met Gala, and everybody was kind of giving him flack for that because, okay, like that's mainly used, that kind of verbiage is used when it's like an oppressed group, a minority, like you're an influencer. Like,
yeah.
What kind of representation do you think?
Right.
Everybody's in a way an influencer that's at the Met Gala.
Oh, definitely.
Because they've done campaigns for a brand or something. So everybody's pretty much an influencer. Yeah. So, you know, he was getting a lot of shit for that. And now he's getting a lot of shit because he's being exposed.
For?
So there are a lot of people that knew him from high school are allegedly saying that he would catfish people in the soccer team to send him nudes.
Oh, no.
Yes.
There's actually a lot of scandal surrounding him about him pressuring like straight guys into like, you know, trying to get with straight guys and pressuring them. And who knows? There's two sides to every story. Like some of these guys might be users mm-hmm. like for clout. They, you know, there's all these things that we could get into. But yeah, there's a lot of drama surrounding him already. So this coming out, it's like, oh, no.
So, and this is new. This is just barely came out today. And wow. I wasn't going to talk about it.
Yeah. But since he came up.
Since he came up and you like him, I was like,
I do. Oh. I like his. He does great makeup.
Oh, yeah. His makeup is.
I admire his business acumen. He started so young.
And
didn't
YouTube. He do something for CoverGirl?
Yeah, he was the first cover boy,
right? Mm-hmm. He was. I think that's where I remember him from.
So, oh, well.
Kind of sucks, you know, but...
It does, but yeah.
Anyways.
You want to move on to sports people?
Yes, let's move on to sports people. Are you familiar with Red Talk?
Yeah.
Red Table Talk
with
Jada Pinkett.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
So yeah, Ayesha Curry was there recently. Well, it's not just Ayesha. It was Sonya Curry's mom.
Yeah.
The sister and then Curry's brother's fiance.
Yes.
So all the Curry dynasty, how they said it on there. Yes, yeah. They were all there along with Willow and Jada's mom. Like, you know, just pretty much talking about the life of the pretty much NBA wives, because all of them are basketball wives. Yeah. You know, they're all married to a basketball player or coach or whatever.
Yeah.
And Aisha got a lot of shit for
what she said.
So, yeah. You know, they were asking her how she handles all these women or all these groupies throwing themselves at Curry. And then she was just like, well, you know, he's like really a nice person.
Yeah.
He doesn't even know. And I have to step in sometimes and pretty much tell him or tell them to back off or, you know, insert myself, whatever. And then she kind of said something about like, you know, I don't get that male attention, really.
Yep. You know? I have the direct quote. I can
do it. Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. I'll read the direct quote. So she says, something that really bothers me and honestly has given me a sense of a little bit of an insecurity is the fact that, yeah, there are all these women like throwing themselves at him. But me, like the past 10 years, I don't have any of that. I have zero. This sounds weird, but like male attention. And so then I begin to internalize it and I'm like, is something wrong with me?
Exactly.
So people were saying she was thirsty for other male attention. They're kind of giving her shit for that.
Well, that, and then to me, it just kind of, I don't think she thought about what she was saying.
Yeah.
You know, I don't, a lot of the times we say things and we don't really think how they sound or, you know, how people are going to take it. But I just feel like maybe she said that because she really doesn't pay attention. Well, and then Jada said this too, that she doesn't really pay attention.
Mm-hmm.
You know, and it's true sometimes, and you should know as a girl, like sometimes you guys get guys that say stuff to you guys or flirt with you guys and you guys are oblivious.
Oh, yeah,
that,
you zoned them out
because you're not even one, you're not even like really looking for that attention. And two, like I feel that, you know, it happens so much to women that they have to tune it out because it's just like it happens so much and it's so uncomfortable that it's just kind of like you have to grow strong and tune it out, you know? Do you?
Yeah, no, I know what you're saying. And also, I think it's just also very uneven for her. Like, I understand where she's coming from, too. And I think for her, it seems like zero attention compared to what Steph gets because Steph is, you know, it's Steph Curry. Mm-hmm. So, yes, there's all these girls throwing themselves at him. There's all these memes of, you remember the thirsty fan that was like checking him out supposedly.
Yeah.
Yeah. So there's all these things all the time. So to her, it's going to look like he's getting all the attention all the time. And like you said, she probably doesn't even notice if guys are checking her out because she's not thinking about that. Exactly. And they're not like overly throwing themselves at her like these girls at Steph.
Exactly.
But do you think that that was, as some people are claiming, like not right for her to say or think that way? What do you think?
I don't think it's right or not right. If it's the way that she feels, why not express it?
Yeah. And I mean, like I said, we don't know what that's like because she's married to Steph Curry. So her reality is way different than ours.
Yeah. And we can't tell people like, oh, it's right for you to say that or not. This is a person expressing themselves.
Yeah.
We can disagree.
Yeah.
You know, or we can agree. We can, us as you know, another person, that's all we can do. But we can't tell her if it's right or wrong.
Yeah.
You know, like with any person, like you really can't tell them. I mean, unless she's bashing someone or harming someone.
Or saying something fucked up about somebody. But she's just being vulnerable here, talking about her insecurities and, you know, a lot of... And I'm not saying like she is measuring her value by how many guys hit on her, but a lot of people, you know, they do notice or they pay attention, especially if they're like her husband's getting hit on all the time. It's like, oh, how come I'm not? You know, like you're going to notice that disparity, but we're not her. So
especially him being in the public eye and her not really being in the public eye, like, you know.
So, or she is, but she's not the athlete.
Not as much.
Yeah, you know, she's not the famous athlete, you know, that Curry is.
And to be honest, I think it also has to do a little bit with fame.
Yeah.
I think.
Oh, yeah, definitely.
Him being obviously the famous person and her just being the wife.
Mm-hmm.
I think that kind of plays into that, too.
Yeah.
For her.
But I don't think she's being thirsty at all.
I didn't think so either.
Yeah.
Like, you know, she is a beautiful girl,
she's gorgeous. Like, she seems like such a cool person. And she is doing her own thing. She has her own restaurant.
She is trying.
She has her own, you know, I think, recipe book. Like,
she does.
Yeah, she's doing her own thing. She doesn't have to do all these things, but yet she's still her own person.
She's
so.
Trying. And, yeah. You know, I feel like it's harder when you have a famous person mm-hmm. with you to do all of this. It's yeah. harder for you because everybody's thinking, oh, you know, she's just like hanging on to his fame. She's just, you know.
Nah.
So, yeah, no, I think it's a good conversation they had. And if you guys haven't seen it.
And she was saying feelings that I'm sure a lot of other women and men have, like depending on who their partner is. Like, it could be somebody that gets hit on all the time and they don't. Maybe they question themselves like that too, but they don't. They're not vulnerable like that and no, say it out loud.
She just expressed her insecurities, you know, which is hard to do.
It is.
So on to our next sports. Not really a sports person.
Hey, it's related.
But I put her on here yeah. because it is related. So Tyra Banks, she had been out of the spotlight forever.
You She's know, retired.
She retired from modeling. She really wasn't doing anything.
No, she was... Yeah,
you know, but recently she came out of retirement and she's mm-hmm. on the cover of Sports Illustrated swimsuit edition
at 45.
At 45. Mm-hmm. And the funny thing, I think she did her first one like 23 years ago.
Yep.
So 23 years later, she's on this cover.
And she looks amazing on
she
it.
She does. Mm-hmm. She, you know, like she's curvy. She looks good. Like she's amazing.
Yeah, she is.
Like, I mean, so is Naomi Campbell.
Yeah.
I always compare them because, you know, they always had a...
They used to compare them all the time.
No, and they have... I think they have like an unspoken beef too.
Yeah, they do. Yeah.
You know, them being these big supermodels still doing it. Because Naomi Campbell was at the Met Gala too, by the way.
Yeah.
Looking amazing.
Yep.
So I'm like, yes, come out, Tyra. Because I really do like Tyra. And I've always loved her. So I'm like, you know, she looks amazing.
Yeah, I agree.
So the next thing that we're going to move into is our music. Did you watch the Billboard Awards?
I actually didn't.
You did?
I don't know why this year. I was just not into it. I wasn't excited about any of the performances. No. I don't know. I know you watched it.
I did. I watched it. I was kind of excited because...
Yeah, who were you excited for?
Well, I was excited because Mariah was going to perform and she was going to get the Icon Award.
Mm-hmm.
And then last minute, they announced Ariana Grande performing as well. We said Kelly Clarkson was going to host, you know. So I was like, okay, let me see what this is about. Like, first of all, like, the Mariah performance was not all that.
I know. And that's what I was worried about. So it's just like...
It didn't suck, but it wasn't
like her New Year's one.
Yeah, no, it wasn't that bad. But, it, you know, it was like the... Her tone, like she wasn't finding that note, like in some parts. And some parts she sounded good, but it's like, okay, if you're just going to stand there like Mariah does, you know, which is, you know, what she does.
She's not fine. A dancer.
She's not a dancer yeah. and that's fine. But if you're going to do that, your voice better be on point, you know? So she performed, which was like, okay, whatever. And then she received her award. Her speech was amazing. It was very empowering, you know, it was very nice. Before they gave her the, Jennifer Hudson gave her the Icon Award, she had a tissue because she was crying. Mm. And funny part is she gets up there to get the award and give her speech. And then she kind of, to me, it seemed like she was trying to give Jennifer Hudson the tissue because she didn't know what to do with it. And then Jennifer Hudson's like, no, like, nah, don't give it to me. So she just tosses it to the side.
Shut up.
I think
that's so Mariah.
I think that was one of the best parts from that.
I love it.
And then Taylor Swift performed.
Did she perform Me?
She performed Me, which she got a lot, like a lot of people were criticizing her for it because she brought out a band, like very... Beyonce.
It was like a marching band.
It was a marching band. It was pretty much kind of that same thing. So everybody was like, why? And then the way she came out was very Beyonce-esque.
So they're like, stop trying to be Beyonce, girl.
Yes. They were just like criticizing her and saying how, you know, how she ripped off Beyonce's performance pretty much from Coachella.
Mm-hmm.
So, and I saw it and it's true. I was like, yeah, it is very true. Then Drake received an award and he shouted Ari out. And everybody was worried because I don't know if you know, but there's this, I don't know what you call it, this belief that if Drake supports you or talks about you,
he's a jinx.
That he's a jinx.
He's a well-known jinx in the world of sports. Yeah.
So they were talking about that and they were like, okay, did he just jinx Aria?
Oh shit, Aria gonna die?
Is she gonna die? Because, you know, like now she got the Drake curse. So we'll see if that is the case. Drake might be in trouble if that's the case.
Oh yeah, people would be mad at him.
Oh yeah, people are gonna be like, because they're already mad when he goes to games and all that stuff.
Oh yeah, or when he wears a jersey of a team.
That happened. The Jonas Brothers performed as well.
Yeah. I actually like their new singles. I mean, they're the Jonas Brothers. But
yeah, and their performance was good too. Yeah. I enjoyed it. All the girls were there.
The wives and girlfriends, but now they're all wives.
Yes.
Because right after the Billboard Awards, Joe Jonas and Sophie Turner, who play Sansa on Game of Thrones, their couple name is Jophie, by the way.
You love couple names.
I do. They decided to have a spontaneous wedding in Vegas. They surprised everybody. They have these little black cards or like invitations that they were handing out to friends or whoever to come. And they just all showed up.
That's pretty cool.
I think it was a lot of fun. Like it was a really cool, fun thing to do. Like I know some people were like, it's like a wedding. You should take it more seriously. But if that's them, why not do it like that? I think that was really cool the way they did it. And it looked like fun.
I agree. I mean, it's their wedding. It's not, you know, you
exactly. Everybody does their own different thing.
Exactly.
Yeah. So all the Joe Bros, they're all married.
They're all taken
off the market.
The only one I wanted was Nick, but he's been gone. So whatever. You know who else performed at the Billboard? Madonna and Maluma.
Oh, how was their performance? That's the only one I was kind of curious about.
Well, I was curious about it because they said she spent like $5 million on the performance.
Yeah, that at the Billboard.
Yes, that it was going to be a super expensive performance. So, you know, I'm thinking,
I'm just always cringing when I see her now because she's older. Mm-hmm. And so you saw her fall at her other performance. Yes. And she still wears like the big heels and the, you know, clothing, which is really cool. But she doesn't move the same, honestly. No. And so I was like, I don't want to watch it because I'm going to be cringing, honestly. How was it? Did it live up to the $5 million?
No, it was kind of, I don't know. I didn't like it. It didn't look like $5 million, first of all. Mm. And I don't know. She had a bunch of CGI not CGI.
Graphics?
No, what are those called? Holograms.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
You know, with different Madonnas and stuff. I didn't like it.
No.
I didn't like it. It was kind of like, you know, no. So that was another.
Did it just not live to your expectations or it was just not good?
Well, it didn't live up to my expectations, but I think it was also not good. Like the way they danced. Yeah. I mean, both. It was just, yeah, no.
Okay.
You know, and shortly after that, she announced like that she was going to go on tour and do all these tours. But what's different about her tour now is it's going to be intimate venues. So it's not going to be arenas. It's not going to be anything big. It's going to be like small venues.
Mm.
You know,
so the tickets are going to be super expensive.
Yeah, I was looking at the prices. They actually, some of them start at like 50 something bucks for you.
Oh, that's not bad.
Which is not bad.
Yeah, for a small venue.
Mm-hmm. But some of them go up to like almost $2,000.
Oh, God.
Like pretty much front row, you know, ground floor. So I'm like, I don't know.
Would you pay $2,000?
No, I would not pay $2,000 for anybody. I mean, maybe a dead person if they came back to life. Amy Winehouse, maybe? Selena? Yes, maybe somebody like that if they came back from the dead. But no, I mean, I am excited to go see her because I've never seen her in concert.
Yeah.
But I'd probably pay, the most I'd pay is probably 100 and...
something.
Yeah.
Are you going to go see her?
I probably, well, she's not coming to the Bay. She has.
Every time I say about somebody, they're not coming to.
I mean, I would take a drive and go see her.
Okay.
You know, road I would trip. Do that. I would take a little road trip, but I kind of wanted to see if she's gonna do dates in the Bay.
Okay.
Which I'm thinking she should. I mean, you know, yeah. Who's not everybody's gonna drive to LA. Right. So we'll see how that tour does. I mean, I think first we're gonna have to see how the album is, and then.
Yeah. Definitely. Continuing on with music, we wanted to also talk about Justin Bieber defending Chris Brown, of all people, on Instagram. So there's been this thing going on with, I mean, obviously with Chris Brown, but...
Yes, churches. We're criticizing Chris and Marshmello for, well, pretty much Marshmello for working with Chris.
Yes. They said that they were disappointed, upset, and confused, and for Marshmello choosing to work with Chris Brown, and Chris Brown called them called churches a bunch of losers and the type of people he wish walked in front of a speeding bus full of mental patients. Yes. That was his direct quote. So then Justin Bieber, like, where does he come in on this? He posted an Instagram picture, and it's a picture of Michael Jackson, and then it says plus a picture of Tupac equals Chris Brown. This is his equation. Bieber needs to go back to math, okay? And he says, everyone waits till people die to give them the credit they deserve. I'm calling it now. When CV passes away after a long, full life, you will miss what you had in front of you the whole time. Trust me. Watch. You will see. The people who have overlooked this man's talent, you need to reevaluate. Love you at Chris Brown Official.
Well, I don't think it's that they're overlooking Chris's talent.
No.
He's talented.
He's talented. We have said it. I said, you know, I understand separating the talent from the person. But some people, what he did was too much to overlook.
It's holding people accountable for their actions. Mm-hmm. You know, that's what it is. If you did something, you're going to be held accountable. It's, you know, you can't just brush it off like it didn't happen.
Like it didn't happen. Like... I don't know. You know. He's making him look like a martyr. Like,
yeah, no. I mean, the only thing that Justin Bieber was also saying is he was saying, oh, you know, like that about people's mental health and stuff, that you pretty much have to kind of back off. Like,
right.
Which I get that part. You know, sometimes too much is too much.
Too. Yeah.
But yeah, no, what he did, you cannot excuse it. No. And it's regardless of his talent.
Yeah, and Chris Brown really hasn't done anything to really show that he is sorry for what he did. Like, he hasn't really redeemed himself.
No, I agree with that.
Yeah. Whatever.
Well, on to the next.
Whatever. I'm so mad.
With that, on to the next. So, I'm kind of excited for this because, you know how we talked about Paris and Kim, like, at the... CBD baby shower last week, and I guess they're kind of rekindling their friendship.
Yeah, they're like cool again.
Yeah, you know, which I kind of like that duo.
Me too.
So Paris Hilton is filming her music video. I guess it's called Best Friend's Ass.
Is it about Kim's ass?
Well, I don't know what it's about, but I just saw some of the like kind of filming of it. Uh-huh. And Kim is there, obviously Paris. But what was interesting to me is that they have a drag queen that looks like Britney Spears.
Oh.
With the boa around her neck. You know when she did that performance?
Yeah, yeah.
And you know how Britney was cool with Paris?
Yeah, and with Lindsay Lohan. And then they had like a fallout.
Well, I've never heard of Paris speaking ill of Britney.
But I know, but Paris and Lindsay had like a fallout, right?
Yeah,
so I don't know.
Her, like,
yeah, I was trying to put two and two together. Like, why would she be throwing shade at Britney? Do you think that something happened that we don't know about?
Well, that's what I'm thinking. Do you think it's shade or do you think it's not like...
I guess I just have to see the video.
Yeah, that's what I'm kind of thinking. Like, yeah. I don't know if it's shade. I don't think it's shade because Paris, like, again, she's never expressed herself in any ill way about Britney.
Yeah, but she's hella shady though. Paris is petty and she's shady.
That's what I'm telling you. She would have done it by now.
Yeah, she would have done it by now.
I mean,
yeah.
She's done it to Lindsay, like you said. I mean,
and to Kim.
The story behind that is I'll save it for another time.
Yeah, let's do one next time where it's like feuds.
Yes.
Okay. Yes. Cool.
Anyway, so we'll see what that video looks like. Moving on to another music video. Have you seen Iggy Azalea's music video for Started?
I did. Did you like it? Oh.
Yeah, it's not bad. I thought it was good.
Yeah.
Started from the bottom, now I'm here. Something like that.
Are you still not totally on board with her comeback? Like, I know you had said you're just like, you're kind of on the fence about her.
I'm still waiting, but yeah. You know what I really do like is that she has all these drag queens in her videos.
Yeah, Sally Walker too, you know.
Yeah, Sally Walker, yeah,
I think this is going to be the theme of all her videos on this album, which I think it's cool.
Yeah, because I like Vanjie comes out in that one. Trixie Mattel comes out in that one. So I'm like, okay, you know, like she's slowly kind of like...
She's winning you over.
A little bit. So we're still waiting for that album.
Yeah.
Hopefully it's good.
On to more serious news about Britney.
A little more about Britney. So a bunch of stuff is still happening, going on with her, and some new stuff just...
Yeah, her mom is actually now speaking out, Lynn Spears. In the past, they've said that her mom, Lynn, has always been too lenient with Britney because she just kind of wants to be her friend, is what they said. But now she has noticed that Britney is not in good shape, how they're saying that she's, you know, getting herself together. She's actually in dire shape, is what she's saying. So she wants to be included in the decisions that are made for Britney's health. So she has filed a motion that will allow her to also be part of the decisions that are made about Britney's health. So about her medication, like they said, they're still trying to find like the right mix of medication or whatever. Mm-hmm. But Lynn, which is her mom, and I think she should be included in this.
Yeah, I'm surprised she wasn't.
I'm surprised that so too, but I think she's just been one of those people that's very passive. She just seems very like, you know, like they said, she was very lenient with Britney because she wanted to more like be like a friend, not really be super like strict with her or anything. But now she is trying to be part of Britney's conservatorship case.
Yeah, but there, what I heard is that she's actually trying to be part of it because she maybe knows that they're taking advantage of
her. Yeah, that's what they're saying. It's not that she wants to be part of the treatment plan because she doesn't like how Britney is being managed by her dad. And she, you know, so all of this again, you know, Britney can come out with her videos and say that everything's fine. But in the end, it's really not fine. Yeah,
something's fishy. Something's in all of up. This.
Yep.
So we'll see what that comes. I mean, she has a court coming up on Friday, the 10th, May 10th. So we'll see how that goes. She also filed a restraining order against her ex-manager, Sam Lufty.
Yes.
Because according to Britney's camp, Sam Lufty was the person responsible for her breakdown in 2008.
Right, right.
And now they're saying that he's instigating all the Free Britney movement and that he's threatening to release personal items of Britney's that he has when he was a manager. So they're filing a restraining order against him. And I think it's good because Sam is also kind of like, I mean, why is he coming out now saying all this shit?
Right.
You know, he's kind of shady.
He is shady. And they said it from the beginning. You could just tell he's a shady person. Mm-hmm.
So, you know, we'll keep updating you guys whenever we have new stuff on this. But yeah, it seems like it's going for a while. It's going to go for a while.
It's going to be for a while. It's not going to be an easy fight. And I just hope Britney's well in the end.
Well, when all that money's involved.
Yep.
You know. Well, moving on to other stuff. Rolling Stone magazine is going to do their own music charts. Like, how do you feel
I'm
about
kinda,
that?
I'm actually kind of surprised when I saw that you posted that in there. I could have sworn they already had I was like, why don't they have their own list? I mean, we already have enough with Billboard's list. Like, I don't think we need it. But I'm kind of surprised they didn't have it already.
That they have.
Yeah.
Because they've been around forever.
They've been around forever and they write about music. So it's like, why don't you have a list?
Exactly.
Yeah, it's kind of weird. So are they going to just kind of be like the Billboard charts, like exactly like that? Or
I don't know exactly how they're going to be. They're going to release everything on, I think, Monday, the 13th of May. But it is going to be like daily charts, monthly, like singles.
It'll be interesting to have somebody else besides the Billboard Awards who've been like the definitive list or whatever so far, and just kind of compare it and see what they consider country. Is it this, you know, are they as strict as the Billboard Awards are? So we'll see.
And it's good to have, to me, I feel like it's good to have the competition.
I agree.
Awards, yeah. You know? Because, you know, you either want to go to this one or you want to go to that one. And some are more prestigious than others. Yeah.
So they're going to have like a whole award show too.
Well,
do you think?
They most likely are. Obviously, they have to, you know, first get charts and get people on board with that.
Yeah.
And then they'll probably do awards too. Mm. You know?
So okay.
We'll see how that turns out.
Yep.
We'll see if Cardi B takes all of them. Speaking of Cardi, her Fashion Nova collaboration comes out today, because she's been posting all day that she is going to reveal her.
It's part two, Cardi B collection two.
Okay, so that's what it is. And then she's having a Fashion Nova, like a party today for that.
Yeah, she had a party before for the first time around. And that's when Bad Baby threw water at Iggy.
Oh, that's when that happened.
Yeah, but this is probably going to sell out right away, honestly, because her last collection on Fashion Nova sold out pretty fast.
Yeah, I think the same thing.
Yeah. Know? Do you like the stuff? Have you kind of looked at it?
I have.
Yeah. What did you think? I think some of these things are really hard to wear, honestly, but there's some that are really cute.
Yeah, some stuff is very thotty.
It's Fashion Nova. But some stuff's really hard to pull off too, you know? Like there's some with like some crazy sleeves or like a leather one shoulder dress.
But she does have some cute stuff.
Yeah, she definitely does.
She does have some cute stuff too. So we'll see how she does with that. I mean, ultimately it is Fashion Nova, so it's very reasonably priced.
It definitely is. It's Yeah, but don't try to return anything because it sucks.
They charge you for returns.
They charge for shipping.
And a little more about Cardi. She was performing a couple of days ago and she was saying how she has to be careful because she had just gotten liposuction. And, you know, people were kind of worried about her and kind of like giving her shit about that too, because like, how are you performing right after something like that? And then a lot of people were telling her, like, why are you getting liposuction? Like, that's not right.
Yeah.
So how do you feel about, you know, her saying that?
Yeah.
And then she had work done on her boobs, too. And it's, like, so close to, I mean, so soon right after her having her kid.
Yeah.
Like,
honestly, how I feel is a lot of the celebrities do that.
Mm-hmm.
Probably most of them, they have surgery right after they had their babies. They just don't announce it to the world.
They just say they worked out and ate healthy.
Yeah. And like, girl, you snap back into shape in four weeks. No. Like, you know, so I think she's just more open about it and she gets all the shit because she's open about it. She's honest about it. But other people probably do the same. They just don't say it.
And it's her body. It's her problem.
Exactly.
Like, what is the big issue with...
Yeah.
I just, you know, I don't get what the big issue is.
They're so judgy with her, I feel
like. It's not like she's promoting it and saying like, oh, go get this done. Like, this is what you have to do. No. You know, if you want to and if you have the funds, go do it. But if you don't want to, you know.
Right.
Then just stay the way you are. You know, if you're happy.
Yeah, if you're happy, then that's fine. But don't give her shit. Like.
I agree.
Yeah.
I'm like, whatever. So. Let's move on to Common. He's coming out with a book.
Yeah.
You know, and in this book, it's a memoir. It's called Let Love Have the Last Word. And in this memoir, he talks about being molested as a young kid, you know, by a family member, somebody of the family. A friend of the family. So to me, that this is kind of a big deal. Because Common, you know, he's a rapper, he's African-American. He, like a lot of people, do not talk about this.
Right.
Especially males, you know, I mean, it's hard for women to talk about it, but it's like for males, a lot of them don't talk about it because of the shame and things like that.
Yeah.
So to me, this was pretty big. You know, he reveals a lot of details in that memoir. And, you know, everybody's pretty much giving him props for that because, and, you know, even him, he said it, you know, my community does not talk about this enough. And, you know, the struggles that come with it, like he went through therapy. He talks about how therapy helped him overcome a lot of these things.
Yeah.
And it's important to talk about it because, you know, again, if you don't talk about it, then that kind of puts a veil on all this. It's like, no, like this doesn't happen. If you don't talk about it, you don't see it.
Yeah.
All of that.
Yeah. And I think that that's great that he's coming out and he's speaking up about it, because for a long time it was taboo for anybody to speak about it.
Oh, yeah.
And now it's even more taboo for men. Especially, like you said, men of color to speak about it. Mm-hmm. And so...
And in that industry.
And in that industry, exactly. You know? So, you know, I think it's great that he came out, he talked about it. He said he recovered that memory when he was filming this movie called The Tale with Laura Dern, which I watched. It's kind of a hard movie to watch because it's about... It's the woman's story and she details, like, memories that she had and she realizes that she was being abused, but she didn't realize it at the time. It's a really good movie. I recommend. It's called The Tale. And I think it's great that he's coming out and he's speaking about it, and hopefully it encourages other people to, you know, speak about it because they can also find help for it.
Exactly.
And I think like him or somebody like Terry Crews, who's also talked about how he was, you know, sexually harassed or assaulted by a guy, like, you know, got grabbed, you know, and for him to come out and say it and speak about it, like you said, it's not done.
Yeah. Don't like just block it off. And think, because sometimes it still stays with you, even though you blocked it mentally.
Right.
Like common, you know. It's
yeah. Like he said, like he had blocked it and then it resurfaced years and years later. Yeah. Cool. So, yeah, I'm glad he's doing that. He's coming out and talking. And I think that that will help a lot of other people.
I think so, too. So good for him.
Yeah.
Moving on to some TV movie things. So do you think Charlize Theron is, do you think she's like, as an actress, how do you see her? Like, is she still hot? Is
yeah,
she still
she's
like,
one of the most beautiful actresses out
and
there.
She's still like popping, right?
Yeah.
So she was on Watch What Happens Live recently with Andy Cohen.
Yeah.
And they asked her about a rumor that she, you know, got hit up to be in Wonder Woman. So
she's like, who am I playing? Wonder Woman?
Yeah. So, you know, she admitted, she's like, you know, I didn't really know much about Wonder Woman, so I kind of had to read about her and blah, blah, blah. And, you know, here she is thinking she's going to, you know, maybe play the main role.
Yeah.
And then they tell her, like, no, they want you to be Wonder Woman's mom.
Wow. Jesus Christ.
Which to me is so fucked up because I'm like,
she's not that much older than Gal Gadot. Like, there's no way.
And she doesn't look older.
No.
And then, you know, to me it's just fucked up because of how ages that industry is.
It is.
Like, you know, and that's what she said. She was like, I didn't realize I had already crossed over into that until this happened. And I'm like, that's so fucked up because
yeah,
she's still like amazing. She looks amazing. She's a great actress. I'm like,
she's still young. Like, she's not that old.
She could still be a freaking superhero.
I know. I can't believe that.
So to me, that was mind-boggling. I was like, that's super fucked up.
Yeah.
I'm like, whoever even reached out to her to do this?
She would have had to have been like 9 years old when she had her, because they're like so close in age.
How old?
Gal Gadot is like 33, 34, and Charlize is like early 40s.
Probably.
Yeah.
Whatever.
Was she laughing about it at least?
She was. She was just like, ha, 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 and... You know, she was just whatever, brushed it off. Obviously, she didn't take the part.
So let's talk more about KKW, Kim Kardashian. She's always doing great things out there. You know,
no, I really, I'm living for this.
Yeah. So in the last 3 months, Kim K has stayed committed to her pledge that she's going to keep fighting for prison reform. And she has helped lawyers free 17 inmates from federal prison through a nonprofit law firm, and these are for nonviolent drug offenses. And so she's been doing this quietly for 3 months. She has helped 17 people. That's amazing.
And you know how people were saying she was doing it for press, like
for yeah, for attention? No, she's been doing this quietly. She has been, they said that she has been instrumental in funding the legal fees for vital attorney representation, transportation for newly freed prisoners so that they have a ride home to their families, and reentry costs related to the client's smooth transition back into society. So
that's
she's
amazing.
Yeah. So somebody else like that is just trying to do this for attention. Maybe that picture of her with Trump. Okay. Mm-hmm. Attention right there. But then that's it. And that's it, you know? But no, she's doing this quietly, and she's not only helping them get freed, but like it says here, she's helping them pay for the fees, get a ride home, mm-hmm. make sure they're reinstated into society. And I think like a lot more people should be doing this if they have the means to do it.
Exactly. Mm-hmm. I agree with that. She's even said that she may consider like just stop being Kim Kardashian as we know her.
Yeah.
And just become Kim Kardashian, the lawyer.
Yeah, attorney at law.
Yeah. Which, I mean, I find it hard to believe because, you know, I mean, she's forever going to.
I think she likes the spotlight too. Yeah, and honestly,
gonna, even if she didn't, like they're gonna continue following.
Yeah,
her.
Of course,
she's gonna continue getting
attention.
Yeah. So, well, something that ties into this is I didn't know this, but Oxygen actually greenlit a documentary about her involvement with criminal justice reform. Allegedly, it's gonna be called Kim Kardashian: The Justice Project. Mm-hmm. And they're pretty much going to follow her journey.
Wow.
With all this.
So do you think she was still doing it for attention if they're making a movie about it now that
if they show these 17 people in
that documentary?
I'm like,
she's been doing this quietly for 3 months, but they've been filming it.
Right? So we'll see.
Hey, as long as she's doing some good, who cares, honestly?
I agree.
Yeah.
I mean, because these people, you know, if...
otherwise,
if they have had small drug offenses, like, come on now, like,
yeah.
So, and if she's helping, like you said, if she's funding it, whatever, give her, I mean, it's all give and take.
Yeah, exactly.
So I'm okay with that.
We changed our tune fast. But anyway, let's move on to some baby news. There's just a couple people that I wanted to mention that are pregnant. So Blake Lively and Ryan Reynolds, they're actually expecting their third baby. I didn't even know they had that many kids. And Keira Knightley expecting her second baby. I didn't even know she had one kid. That's baby news. And baby news. That transitions perfectly into my royal news.
Oh, wait, before you go there.
Oh, yeah. Uh-huh. Go ahead.
Somebody that they're speculating might be pregnant.
Who?
Was at the Met Gala.
Uh-huh.
Hailey Baldwin.
Ooh.
Or Bieber. Now, I don't know if she changed her last name.
Uh-huh.
But the...
it's Bieber, yeah.
They're speculating this because she was putting her hand over her stomach in some of the pictures. Kind of like if she was pregnant. So there's speculation that she might be... we'll post the pictures on the Instagram and...
yeah, let us know. Do you think she's pregnant?
You know, and I actually saw a couple of them and I was like, yeah, it kind of looks like it. I think in one of them, one of the Hadid sisters was rubbing her belly.
What?
Like in a video. So it's possible.
Yeah,
like,
could be. Know?
So we'll post the pictures and let you guys see
that. Yeah. Okay. And yeah, so baby news for the royals. Finally, Meghan Markle and Harry had their baby, and they have completely, again, broken with tradition, which I like. Mm-hmm. You know, I do think the tradition is made to be broken, you know, especially something like the royal institution. It's like it's been around so long. It's not going to keep surviving if it doesn't change, you know?
Yeah.
So there's just a few things that I've compiled of, you know, things they have broken with tradition, times they have broken with tradition. So first and foremost, Meghan, of course, is mixed race and she's divorced. Mm-hmm. So that's number one. Number two, they married in May, which is an unlucky month, according to royal tradition. They had a modern, you know, wedding that broke with several traditions. he wears a wedding band, even though none of the royal men are supposed to wear or don't wear.
Oh, really?
Yeah, they just don't wear wedding bands. Okay. But he does.
That's nice.
They show some PDA in public, so that's new. They're also more outspoken, and they informally engage with fans. So, you know, like she'll hug the kids and stuff like that. That's not traditional. And so moving on to now the baby, she had like a huge baby shower. They actually don't have baby showers. They didn't release any official merchandise for the baby. So this has been a tradition for the royals too, that they'll release certain things, trinkets with the picture of the baby or the name and the announcement. They didn't sell any of that, which I think was cool. Like, you're not going to cash in on your baby. Like,
what for?
What for?
This is weird.
And they also opted out of what's called the Lindo Wing photo op. So it's this photo that all the royals, when they have a baby, they stand in front of the hospital and they take a picture of the baby. They didn't do that. They just posted it on Instagram. So, you know, they're very modern and stuff. And also, lastly, the baby's name. So the baby's name is Archie Harrison Mountbatten Windsor.
Okay.
And a lot of people are actually liking the name Archie. They think it's cute. They think it's well, it's not different. We've heard Archie before. Archie. But for the royals, like, where their names are like George and Arthur and, you know, like very traditional royal names, William, you know, it's like a totally different name. And they also like the meaning behind Harrison, which is like name of son of Harry.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, so Archie Harrison. And then Mountbatten Windsor is the last name of the royal family.
Oh, okay.
Yeah. So I think it's cool that they broke away with tradition once again and they named their baby something totally different. Yeah. What do you think of the name?
I like the name.
Oh, okay.
I mean, I don't mind
it. I thought you were laughing at it.
No. I like it. Is it Archie or Archibald?
I read Archie. So us... Hab seems to think it's Archibald.
I think I saw Archibald,
but I
too.
Just see Archie.
Yeah, no.
Yeah,
I don't know, but we'll look into
which
it.
Which I like even more because
it's Archibald.
Yeah, Archibald would be too proper. It's like it's just Archie.
Archibaldo.
Archibaldo. That is. Is that a name?
Yes.
Is it? I'm sorry. I laughed at your name.
All the Archibaldos are going to give you hate mail.
Like, you bitch. How dare you?
How dare you make fun of my name? It's a royal name.
It's a royal
now.
Name now. No, it's not, because the name is Archie. Sorry, Archibaldos.
This with a sass.
Anyway, that was it for our news. That's it for news, but we have our WTF stories.
WTF.
Yeah, so I can start with mine, and this one's about a Florida man, of course. I'm surprised Florida men haven't made it into the what the fuck news stories yet. But this guy, and let me know what you think, like, if he's in the right, if the cops are in the right.
Oh, goodness.
This guy is facing obscenity charges because of a sticker he had on his car.
Okay.
Okay. So the sticker says something fucked up, mm-hmm. right? So I was like, what the fuck did the sticker say? Like, that the cops pulled him over, they arrested him, he had to pay a bail of
$2,500. Damn.
Yeah.
That's a big bail.
And he's facing charges. So...
What did the sticker say?
The sticker says, I eat ass.
I saw that. I was like, okay, over that sticker, really?
And so, yeah, he was taken to jail and he was there for a few hours till he paid his bond. And he said that, you know, it's freedom of speech.
Pretty much. I mean, I kind of agree with this guy. Okay, he's expressing what he does, what he likes, or, you know.
He's just expressing facts. Like,
yeah, he's not saying I'm going to eat your ass or forcing anybody. Like, you know, he's not inciting violence or, like, disrupting the peace.
Yeah.
Like, you know.
Do you think he's a hero?
No, I don't think he's a hero. No, he said,
you know, I'm tired of police forces thinking they are above the Constitution of the Bill of Rights.
Well, I mean, if he sees it that way, then that's fine, up to him. But no, I don't think he's a hero, but I do think that it, the police is going overboard. I mean, right. I'm pretty sure they have bigger things to deal with than, oh, look at that. Why were they even
especially
looking
in
at
Florida,
that?
Girl. Have you read the Florida news stories? They're insane.
Yes. You know, and, you know, on top of that, it's like, why are they reading the... I mean, there's people that I don't, that have balls, like...
Hanging off the back of their trunks. Exactly. So, like... What they said is like, what's vulgar to one person may not be vulgar to another. So there's kind of a gray area in the law because they're charging him with his obscenity charges. Mm-hmm. So there's freedom of speech, but there's also laws against being obscene in public. Mm-hmm. And that's what they're charging him with. But he's saying like, it's not obscene to him. So
we'll see how this ends up in court. Oh my goodness. Well, I'll move on to my WTF story. It's a little bit morbid. Oh. So you know how usually when a loved one passes away, you either bury them or you cremate them or, you know, to remember them, you keep things of theirs, you know,
right.
whether it's like a diary or their music collection, whatever.
Mm-hmm.
Well, there's this new thing that people are preserving their tattoos. So there's a company that operates in Canada, US, and I think the UK that will surgically remove tattoos wherever they're at and preserve them. They do kind of like an embalming type of thing.
Uh-huh.
And they kind of frame them into a UV protected case. And then you can you can hang them. You can, it's pretty much like an artwork. So, you know, if you have, they will surgically remove, the
skin. But it's the skin.
It's the skin.
Oh, my God.
The skin on your back, on your hands, on your... And, you know, people are pretty much saying, if I'm spending all this thousands of dollars and money on these tattoos, I don't want you to bury me with them.
Yeah.
Like, you know. Ugh. It's kind of creepy, kind of morbid.
It's hella creepy. I don't want to walk in and have like my family member's back on my wall.
Well, I mean, I see it kind of like when they cremate someone, you know, it's like their ashes are there.
So you would have this.
I mean, I don't know if I would have them because I don't know. Maybe I think I might.
You might.
Yeah, because...
Depending.
Well, when I was reading the story, I was thinking, okay, you know, who do I know with tattoos? Obviously, you know, I know several people with tattoos.
Yeah.
And those tattoos do remind me of that person. Every time I see their arms or wherever they
but
have
I
these
feel
tattoos.
Like you could have the artwork done and then hang it up.
But it's not part of them, piece of them.
Yeah, that's the point. It's like, I don't want their skin on my wall. That's what I'm saying.
Maybe I'm being very Silence of the Lambs or something.
I'm like, are you sure this is okay?
What was his name? Hannibal. I'm very Hannibal, I guess. I don't know. I thought it was kind of cool. I'm like, okay, this is
I don't
cool.
know. It's hella creepy to me. Like, let us know. Like, would you do this? Like, maybe I'm just... I don't know.
I mean, it's not their whole body part. It's not like their whole arm or their leg. It's just the skin.
Oh, okay. So casual. Oh my God. You are Hannibal. You are Hannibal or Leatherface. Shit.
Yeah, I thought it was kind of cool, but maybe I guess not.
I mean, it might be for some people. I just, for me personally, hell no.
Hail to the
hell no.
Oh my goodness.
But let us know. Would you do this? Like, let us know.
Yeah.
All right. Well, I think that's it for today.
That is it for our podcast. It was nice.
Yeah.
Thank you for joining us if you made it through.
And we're still working on getting on Apple Podcasts.
Yes.
Hopefully soon. And keep following us on Instagram.
On Instagram is Let's Pop the Quirk Podcast.
Yeah.
And on Twitter is the handle is Let's Pop the Quirk. And our email is
Let's Pop the Quirk Podcast @gmail.com.
Yes.
And super cool side note, Paris Hilton actually liked a tweet of Let's Pop the Cork podcast. Yeah, which so was,
he kind of liked one of our, well, it was like a reply.
A reply. A reply. But he liked it. Perez yes. Hilton liked it.
Yes. Yeah. That was kind of cool.
Yeah. But thanks for listening to us. See you next week. Bye. Bye.